Okay, let's unpack this. The challenge of finding the right on-page SEO tool in 2025.
It's a huge one.
If you're a marketer, a content strategist, or just anyone who relies on search rankings, you know the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You're just constantly bombarded with these platforms that promise everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they often just deliver confusing data or tips that are so basic, they're, you know, a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission today, it's a true deep dive. We're trying to give you a shortcut to cut through all that noise and identify tools that actually work.
The ones with the innovative features, the accurate data for today's search engines.
And most importantly, proven results. Tools that get you higher rankings.
And the stakes for this, I mean, they've never been higher.
Really?
Absolutely. In today's landscape, with Google's algorithms changing the rules what feels like weekly, having the right tool isn't just about being efficient. It is the fundamental difference.
So winning and losing.
Exactly. Between having a real competitive advantage and just being drowned out.
Mm-hmm.
You need platforms that get the subtle shifts in search intent and deliver genuinely actionable insights.
Moving beyond just like simple keyword density.
Far beyond that.
That sets the stage perfectly. So let's make sure everyone's on the same page. When we talk about this, what exactly is on-page SEO?
Right. At its core, on-page SEO is, it's the practice of optimizing the elements that live directly on your website.
Okay.
You're targeting individual web pages to improve their performance. Think of it as controlling all the variables you completely own.
Right. And that's the key contrast, isn't it? We're focusing on things like the actual content, your internal links, the HTML structure.
Image alt tags, user experience.
Everything that's right there on the page.
Yeah.
And we're making a clear distinction between that and off-page SEO.
Which is the whole external world of backlinks, domain authority, social signals, all that stuff.
Correct. So the goal is always to make each page accessible, relevant, and valuable.
For both search engine crawlers and for the human user. A solid on-page foundation means your content can actually be found and, more importantly, understood.
So if we connect this to 2025, why are these specialized tools so essential now? I mean, couldn't a smart marketer just spot these issues by hand?
Historically, maybe. But today, it just boils down to scale and sophistication.
Yeah.
The sheer volume of content out there, plus the complexity of modern ranking factors. I mean, think Core Web Vitals, EET, you just can't rely on manual checks anymore.
Too much.
Way too much. These tools give you this massive efficiency boost. They automate the audit process and immediately find technical errors or content gaps that would take a human, I don't know, thousands of hours to find.
So how do these platforms actually work? Are they just like reading the code?
They do a lot more than that. They really simulate the search engine process.
Interesting.
They crawl your entire website, kind of like Googlebot does, and they collect just vast amounts of data. They'll analyze hundreds of on-page factors.
From keywords to site speed.
Exactly. And then they generate these actionable insights, often right inside your writing flow, giving you real-time feedback.
Now, when we look at the must-have features for 2025, you mentioned a phrase that feels like the real dividing line between a basic tool and an advanced one.
Yeah.
Semantic keyword analysis.
Yes.
Why is that so non-negotiable now?
What's so fascinating here is how search has evolved. Google doesn't just look for a single keyword anymore.
Right.
It looks for topical authority, for user intent. So if your page is about, say, electric cars, you have to cover related things like lithium-ion batteries, charging infrastructure, and brand names like Tesla or Rivian.
You have to cover the whole topic.
The whole universe around it. Semantic analysis uses NLP natural language processing to analyze the top pages and figure out all the related terms and entities you need to discuss to totally satisfy a user's query.
So it's not about stuffing your main keyword 50 times.
Oh, definitely not.
It's about proving to Google that you're the comprehensive expert on the topic.
It
makes so much sense for where content is going.
Exactly. And the best tools help you make that shift.
Okay, let's jump into the list. We reviewed 7 essential platforms, and we've grouped them to help you find your fit. We're looking at them by their main focus: content optimization, all-in-one powerhouses, or technical specialists.
And this structure is crucial because the right tool for you really depends on where your biggest pain point is. Is it content creation, overall monitoring, or digging into deep structural site issues?
Let's start with the content optimization specialists. These are for the writers and strategists.
The ones creating high-ranking copy day in and day out.
First up is ClearScope. This is arguably the premium choice if your job is all about content research and writing optimized copy.
ClearScope really shines because it feels so integrated into the writing process. It's not just a list of keywords. It gives you this real-time score based on how well your draft addresses the semantic intent.
What are its standout features?
Definitely the seamless integrations with Google Docs and WordPress. The editor is powerful, and its semantic keyword grouping is, well, it's just top-notch.
I really appreciate how actionable their score is.
Mm-hmm.
It simplifies a complex thing.
Mm.
But they are famously opaque about their pricing, right?
They are.
That's always a stumbling block for smaller teams.
It's a huge barrier. I mean, the tool is user-friendly, the suggestions are high value, but the lack of transparency, no free plan, no public pricing, it signals this is a high-end tool. You need a real budget.
Right. It could be a non-starter for a freelancer.
Totally.
Okay, moving on. We have Surfer SEO. This is another content intelligence tool, but it seems positioned to be more accessible, maybe for small businesses and freelancers.
Surfer has a great reputation for its user-friendly dashboard and its affordability. One of its really unique features is the GrowFlow dashboard.
GrowFlow?
Yeah, it gives you personalized, prioritized SEO tips, like audit these five pages next, or you should write about this topic. It helps guide your day-to-day decisions, which is great for a small team.
And they have great entry-level packages, which is a huge plus. But you hear this critique that Surfer can lead to keyword-stuffed content. Is that a flaw in the tool, or is it just user error?
That's a great question. And it's a bit of both, really.
Okay.
The tool's content grader is, well, it's exceptionally thorough. Sometimes it'll suggest hundreds of related terms to hit for max coverage.
So people just try to jam them all in.
Exactly. For a newcomer, trying to integrate every single suggestion can lead to content that feels unnatural. You end up sacrificing readability for a high score.
So the data is not flawed. It just needs a careful human editor.
Precisely. You have to know when to ignore the tool.
That's a vital distinction. Okay, our third content specialist, MarketMuse. This feels like we're moving into strategic AI planning for bigger organizations.
Yes, MarketMuse is a true AI-powered platform designed for content health and strategy at scale. Its strength isn't just optimizing one blog post.
It's bigger picture.
It's about finding content gaps and weaknesses across hundreds or thousands of existing articles. It gives you the deep keyword research you need to orchestrate these massive content campaigns.
So if Surfer is for execution and ClearScope is great for writing one perfect piece, MarketMuse sounds like the conductor of the whole orchestra.
That's a perfect analogy. If you have a library of 500 articles, MarketMuse tells you which three to combine, which 20 need an update, and which five topics you're missing completely.
But like ClearScope, accessibility is an issue, right?
It is. Again, no public pricing, no free trial. This is a platform you invest in when you already know that content strategy is your biggest driver of ROI.
Okay, let's shift gears. Comprehensive all-in-one platforms. These are the big subscription-based behemoths that try to give you everything.
Right. Backlinks, technical audits, content insights, all under one roof. They're designed for teams who need both execution tools and strategic oversight.
First up, the big one, RFs. It's known globally, covers pretty much everything in SEO.
RFs is really the expert's toolkit. A lot of people know them for backlink analysis, and their backlink checker is still best in class. But their site audit and keyword explorer are incredibly robust on-page tools.
You get a broken link checker, really detailed site audits.
Everything you need for the whole SEO spectrum, really.
I remember opening RFs for the first time as a beginner and just closing it. It felt like I was being handed the keys to a jumbo jet when I just needed a scooter. Does that breadth still scare people off?
It absolutely does. That depth is both its biggest pro and its biggest con.
So much data.
The sheer volume of features and metrics can be completely overwhelming for a beginner. And you have to commit. It's subscription only, no free trial, so it's a big investment before you even see the dashboard.
Next up, SE Ranking. This one has been quietly carving out a space as a more beginner-friendly alternative to Arifs, maybe.
I'd say so. SE Ranking really stands out for the customizability of its audits. While others run generic audits, SE Ranking lets you compare pages against 94 unique parameters, tracking over 120 metrics.
So you get recommendations tailored to your specific issues.
Exactly. Highly actionable recommendations, not just surface level tips. They also have some specialized local marketing tools, which is a huge plus for businesses with a local focus.
That customized depth sounds great. So what's the main weakness here?
Well, it's outstanding for organic SEO, but it's not the best if you also need integrated paid search or PPC management.
Okay.
If you're running complex campaigns, blending paid and organic, you'll need another piece of software for the paid side. And like many Pro Tools, no free trial.
Finally, let's look at the technical and specialized tools. These are the laser-focused platforms for the real SEO pros managing, you know, huge, complex websites.
This is where you trade the convenience of an all-in-one for just sheer brute force technical power. These tools are essential when a site's size is so big that technical issues are killing performance, no matter how good the content is.
First, Screaming Frog. This tool feels like a rite of passage for every technical SEO.
It really is. Screaming Frog is an SEO spider tool built for deep industrial strength crawling. It's a staple because it can crawl massive sites and instantly find technical problems.
Redirect chains, duplicate content.
Broken links, missing metadata, all of it. And crucially, it integrates with things like Google Analytics and Search Console to combine that raw crawl data with actual performance data.
It's the go-to for large, complex sites because it can handle millions of URLs. Yeah. But there's a consensus that it looks like it was designed in 2005 and has a steep learning curve. Is that fair?
It's completely fair. The interface is dated. It's not intuitive at all. It takes time and patience to master.
But the power is worth it.
The trade-off is that raw power, and it does have a freemium model, which is great. You can crawl up to 500 URLs for free, so beginners can at least dip their toes into technical SEO.
And our final tool, the most specialized of all, Jitoctopus. If Screaming Frog is deep crawling, this sounds like specialized forensics.
That's a good way to put it. Jitoctopus is laser-focused on one thing: understanding how search engine crawlers, mostly Googlebot, interact with your site. Its standout feature is real-time log file processing.
Okay, you got to define that for us. Why should an intermediate marketer care about log file processing? What are crawl budget issues?
You should care because Googlebot has a limited crawl budget for your site. It won't crawl every single page every single day.
Right.
Log file processing lets you see exactly how Googlebot is spending that budget. Is it wasting time on broken pages, or is it finding your newest, most important content?
I see. So Jitoctopus maps those patterns out for you.
It does. It helps you identify those crawl budget issues and technical bottlenecks on huge dynamic sites where content changes all the time.
That focus makes it amazing for massive e-commerce sites, but I'm guessing that creates a limitation too.
Absolutely. Because it's so specialized, it lacks the broader features. No integrated keyword research, no content optimizer. It solves critical technical problems, but you need other platforms for your content strategy.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. How do you take these seven distinct, powerful tools and choose the one that actually fits your specific needs in 2025?
The right choice isn't about which tool is best. It's about what you need. It's really a decision matrix based on a few key factors.
Let's walk through that matrix. Where do we start?
You start with your SEO maturity level. If you are a beginner or you're on a small marketing team where time is everything,
you need something easy.
You should prioritize tools with user-friendly dashboards and clear instructions, something like Surfer SEO or SE Ranking. But if you're an advanced user managing thousands of pages, you need the granular control of an Ahrefs or a Screaming Frog.
That makes perfect sense. Ease of use versus ultimate control. What's the next question to ask?
Specific feature needs. If content optimization is your primary bottleneck, you're writing 10 articles a week and they're just not ranking, then you have to choose a tool like ClearScope or MarketMuse.
Because they have the superior AI content suggestions.
Exactly. But if your traffic is stalling, even with great content, you probably have technical issues. That's when you need the robust crawling of Screaming Frog or Jitoctopus.
And you can't forget efficiency.
Yeah.
Even the best tool is useless if it just creates friction in your workflow.
Precisely. Integrations are a non-negotiable factor. Does the tool connect seamlessly with your existing stack, Google Analytics, Search Console, your CMS?
You don't want to be exporting CSVs all day.
No. A tool that requires that will be abandoned by your team in a week. You need data that flows naturally.
And finally, the big one, pricing. Especially with some of these tools hiding their costs.
Right. You have to evaluate the structure carefully. Is it tiered based on usage or a flat fee? Make sure it aligns with your budget. If you're starting out, the freemium model of Screaming Frog or the accessible pricing of Surfer are great entry points.
And for the expensive ones.
For tools with non-public pricing, you have to maximize the demo. Ask for case studies relevant to your industry before you make a big investment.
So what does this all mean? To bring it all together, the ideal tool for you in 2025 isn't the one with the most features.
Not at all.
It's the one that aligns with your maturity level and solves your primary bottleneck, whether that's content, technical health, or just overall monitoring.
It needs that perfect blend of site auditing, meaningful content optimization, and competitive insights to really refine your strategy.
That feels like the key takeaway.
And that ability to adapt is only going to get more critical.
Mm.
Looking ahead, I expect we'll see even deeper integration of AI and machine learning in all these tools.
How so?
It'll move beyond just suggestions and into providing more personalized and even predictive insights. The future is tools helping marketers not just fix current issues, but anticipate future algorithm shifts and search trends before they even happen.
That's the ultimate advantage. Not just reacting to Google, but anticipating it.
Giving you that ultimate strategic lead.
A perfect place to end. We hope this deep dive into the top 7 platforms provides the clarity you need to choose the best on-page SEO tool for your goals this year. Get crawling, get optimizing, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive. This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.